A project is underway to ensure that the only top-level trauma hospital in western Massachusetts will be able to function in the event a disaster knocks out the power grid for an extended length of time. Bay State Medical Center can operate its emergency room, neonatal intensive care unit, cardiac intervention center, and other health care services critical to the region for 4 days if the power goes out in Springfield. But once a new $27 million power plant currently under construction at the hospital comes online at the end of next year, Bay State will be able to function independent of the electric grid for 30 days. Few other hospitals in the country have that capability, according to Bay State Health CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac.
We're a 24/7 operation, and we need to really have a high degree of security and reliability with respect to power.
The cogeneration plant will use a natural gas combustion turbine to generate electricity, and the steam that comes as a byproduct will be used to heat the hospital. The plant will provide the hospital with roughly 80% of its electricity usage. The expected energy cost savings of close to $3 million annually comes at a time when Bay State has been tightening its belt. More than 300 employees were laid off last month due to a round of budget cuts. Kerouac said the timing of the power plant project was driven by the availability of government funds and credits from the local utility company that mean Bay State will need to cover just half the construction costs.
There are things that we need to do just to stay in business, and this is, you know, replacing a power plant is an every 50-year decision.
$5 million for the power plant is coming from an almost $18 million grant awarded earlier this year to the city of Springfield by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for disaster preparedness and resiliency projects. Springfield was awarded the money in the wake of a string of disasters in 2011 and 2012, including a destructive tornado, a crippling blizzard, and a natural gas explosion. Mayor Dominic Sarno said a fully functioning Bay State hospital is critical to the city's safety.
God forbid we have another disastrous situation. I hope we don't. I hope we don't. Don't get me wrong. But if we did, Bay State Medical Center, which is the only level one trauma medical center in western Massachusetts, stays up and stays running.
At a groundbreaking ceremony for the project Wednesday, Congressman Richard Neal said the new power plant highlights America's increasing energy independence.
This is a neat project. When you examine the partners, the ingredients, and the role that America plays in terms of becoming less dependent on foreign sources of energy, and also a reminder of the bridge that natural gas is going to provide as we try to move away from coal.
The new plant will replace one that was built in 1930 and used both natural gas and oil as fuels. The cogeneration will increase Bay State's energy efficiency by roughly 25%, according to Sean Govan, the hospital's director of facilities.
The amount of greenhouse gas reduction that we're looking at is the equivalent of taking 3,000 cars off the road each and every day.
Once the new plant goes online, the old one with its 25-foot-high smokestack will be relegated to occasional use in the event of an emergency and when the new plant undergoes routine annual maintenance. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.